took his hand and she led him along that golden beach. They watched the waves tumble over the sand. They drove for miles and miles of those twisting turns.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Underrated Bob Seger, man. We'll touch on that in a second here. So a couple things. Eggs Up Grill does an amazing job with the catering. You know about Eggs Up Grill because you go eat there, and you've been there many times. You get that. Not only that, but now for those that need catering. So you got a big party coming up, breakfast, brunch, lunch. You have a big meeting coming up, breakfast, brunch, lunch. You got a team out there that's coming to town for – you need a pregame meal, a postgame meal, box lunches. They do all that. The salads, the box lunches, the wraps, the brunch stuff. It's easy. It's convenient. You put it to bed, man. I'm so about convenience now. I don't want to be burdened. Life should be easier. Well, this is easy. Catering, Eggs Up Grill, eggsupgrill.com. If you didn't know it, those that have to have catering, and there's so many listeners right now that have to do catering, send me a text. Like if you're in charge of having to get stuff catered sometimes. And, like, what a nightmare that could be. And, like, just the pressure of that. Take it away. Breakfast, brunch, lunch, eggsupgrill.com. Seneca and Clemson. All right. I always talk about, like, if you have more than five hits, then you're a superstar. Ready? Shakedown. Bob Seger. Shakedown, that's a hit, right?
Yeah.
Kathmandu.
I'll allow it.
I don't have the right list on here.
Should be easier than that.
It should be easier than that. Hold on, I gotta pull it up here. It's not going right on this thing. I thought it'd be easier than this. I'm on my Apple Music, and it's normally in. Oh, okay, here we go. Turn the Page.
Yes.
Old Time Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
Still the Same.
Yes.
We've Got Tonight.
Yeah.
Night Moves.
Yes.
You'll Accompany Me.
Yeah, I'll allow it.
Okay. Against the Wind?
Yes.
The guy's a superstar.
Hollywood Nights, I think, is the best. You've got the trifecta of Night Moves, Against the Wind, and Like a Rock, which you didn't mention.
Yeah, Like a Rock.
Those are three that...
Bob Seger, superstar.
They also could be about bowel movements.
So give it to me again now.
Night Moves.
Yes.
Against the Wind.
Yes.
Like a Rock.
I like it. So, the one thing I
Happy Monday, everyone.
Can I just give you this, and I might be the only guy on earth who feels this way. The best Bob Seger song is actually the Metallica remake of Turn the Page.
Oh, performed by Metallica.
Yes.
Metallica cover. I'll have to go back.
I want you to hear it in the next segment here, because instead of the saxophone with a da 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 da, you got the guitar. Rah! Yeah, man.
I don't think I've ever heard of
it. Really?
We'll come back. We'll come back with that.
Oh, see, you're going to thank me for this one. I'm a big Metallica fan. So you're going to thank me for this one. I get a great text starting out this hour from my friend Jim, or they call him Lash. January 1st, 1965, I went to the Rose Bowl. Me and my future wife, my sister and my parents, mom and dad. It was January 1st, 1965. Oregon State University played Michigan State. Got beat something like 34-7. But the question is, what did I pay for tickets on the 50-yard line halfway up? This is a give it a go. I'm going to guess, Jim, $15, 1965. $15. All right. Got a lot to get into here in this hour, in this segment. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Jeff gets in and said, yeah, Bob Seger played in Little John 1979. Didn't know that. Didn't know that one. Texture says, I know you read Tiger Illustrated's Monday Morning Insider. Depressing to read the last several months. The program seems to be under life support, Dabo Swinney. No momentum or excitement. If he does get a portal quarterback, or if he does not get a portal quarterback at 8+ more impactful transfers, I believe the end is of him is coming at Clemson 1 or 2 years tops, and he's gone. I hope he does it. I hope it doesn't happen for the sake of an alumni, fans, and donors. Yeah. So here's the big thing, the big picture thing here. If the goal, like, because Clemson has money, and they're spending money. This past year, I don't blame Dabo Swinney for going out and investing in Peter Woods to keep him here and TJ Parker to keep him here and Cade Klubnik to keep him here. Now, Blake Miller, TJ Moore and Wesco and some of those guys. Like, I don't blame him that you invested in Sammy Brown and Avion Terrell. In Hampton, like that was the right thing to do. You had good players here. Now those guys are gone, and seemingly, while you do have an Amari Adams and you do have some fairly decent, like a Gideon Davidson, that you do still need to invest in Sammy Brown. You still need to invest in guys coming back. But one thing is turned to me now in this money era, is that it's talent acquisition. So are you going to invest in the high school player or the portal player? And you can be a little bit of both. But you can't just say, all right, well, I'm going to invest in the guys I already have here. Like, I'm not going to pay the high school player a lot of money. I want to give it to my veterans here. And then I'm not going in the portal big time either, because then at some point in time, the pool is dry. Like, it dries up. So if you're not going to get the best high school players and you're not going to get the best portal players, then you can have a mediocre roster. So you got to do one of the two or a little bit of both. But you can't just say we're going to keep losing the high school players to money and then not get the best portal players. One of the two, you got to change. And if you don't change, then I'm not sure how long you got, but you're not going to. Here's what I know. 7-5 doesn't float at Clemson. And 8-5, whatever you do, either 7-6 or 8-5, that does not float here, and that's not what you're about here. And so while he does get, Dabo Swinney will get plenty of a leash here, plenty of rope here. But you just can't continue down that path. So you have to get better football players here. How do you do it? One of the two ways, or both ways, a little bit of both. 654 Roar. Scott's in Greenville. Scott, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Mick, I just got in the truck. Hadn't heard you much this morning.
What do you get? What did you sleep in? What do you just kept hitting snooze and slumbered?
I've been inside a lumber yard all morning trying to get stuff together.
All right, good.
I heard you a little bit. Between 6 and 7.
Okay, all right. I knew you early.
Have you discussed the hearing today and the eligibility stuff?
Yes. Yeah.
What's better for Clemson, Klubnik coming back or a portal quarterback?
Let me know if it's portal, and then let me know who you're going to get in the portal before I mean.
Yeah.
I'd rather have there's a lot of guys I'd rather have, but I mean, you go get those guys.
I would like to see Adam Randall back for another year with Gideon Davidson, but I think if he comes back, you're going to see transfer. You're probably going to see Jarvis transfer. Some of these cats that probably get pushed back down the depth chart.
I think one of the most interesting aspects of Clemson football right now is which of the guys that you want to stay go. Like, Khalil Barnes is one. They're gone. We know that. But which of the guys that you want to have? Because you want turnover. Like you need guys to leave.
Yeah.
Some guys. But the guys you want now, and then why are they leaving? Yeah. So that's going to be interesting if that happens.
What's your thought? Do you think Randall would come back if he got another year?
So the question is, like, in guys like that, you got three options. Either you come back or you transfer or you go to the NFL. I'm not sure Adam Randall, and as far as the money, if it's money, then the money I think would be better back at Clemson than it would be elsewhere. And I think the money for where he would be drafted, if he's drafted, kind of a thing, I would advise to come back. With knowing what I know. Now, again, I don't know all the family situations. I don't know. I did meet his dad one time. What a nice gentleman he was. I don't know all the the dynamics of everything, but with what I know, I would say come back to Clemson if you can get the fifth year.
Yeah. That's what I was kind of hoping. But
And probably Klubnik, too. You know, Klubnik is not one. Quarterback stocks go up and down and up and down. And that's something that, you know, you can change. I mean, Nussmeier, you talk about him. You talk about Sellers and all. Like, you know, if he had a choice, I'd probably advise to come back to college, I would say.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people who might not like that. Hey, look, Klubnik is the same deal as Sellers in that, man, the fans, it wasn't a great year, so you'd be reluctant to do it. But, like, what else are you going to get? Can you get better? And what's the ceiling look like for you on the other side of it? So there's a lot of questions in there.
Oh, yeah. A lot of questions, but it's going to be interesting to see on this ruling today how it affects a lot of teams because portal's getting ready to open up, and I don't know when – I don't know how they do all this, when it would take effect, how it would take effect, if it's something that starts next year, if it's something that can go back this year. I don't know how all that's going to shake out, but yeah. I'm sure they'll announce it and see. But interesting to see Notre Dame boycotting the 2026 Heisman race since Jeremiah Love didn't win it.
Yeah, they'll turn down the Heisman next year.
Pushing, they're also pushing for a clause, Mickey, that says if they get somebody on the ballot, they must win it.
Oh, yes.
So,
yes.
If you're
in the top 12, you still get it. Yeah, if you're Notre Dame, yeah. One of the top 12 players still gets the Heisman for Notre Dame.
Yep. Boy. All right, it all starts Saturday, don't it?
Friday night.
It all starts
Friday night.
Yep.
Friday night. You got 7:30. No, not 7:30. 8 o'clock. Alabama, Oklahoma.
Yep.
In Norman, Oklahoma.
So. Boomer Sooner, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, I think a lot of Clemson fans are pulling for Brent Venables. What a year, man. I'm so glad for him. You know, well, I talked about it all year long. I'm the biggest Brent Venables fan there was. And by the way, Scott, I appreciate it, man. Have a great day, buddy. I'm a massive Brent Venables fan. Brent Venables was the best coordinator I've ever been around, the best coordinator that coached the position. His guys got better at linebacker, and he's a great recruiter. Like, he was the perfect coordinator in that a lot of coordinators didn't recruit. And a lot of coordinators didn't develop talent. Man, this guy, he's a great linebacker coach. He's a great recruiter, and he's a great coordinator. I'm a Brent Venables fan. I thought he walked into a hornet's nest at Oklahoma. They weren't ready to go to the SEC in year two. I am so happy for him. But there was a point in time, and even in the season, where I wasn't sure he's going to make it. But I'm going to tell you, mentally and physically, the toughness they showed in Columbia, in Knoxville, and in Tuscaloosa, the man went on the road and won football games. How is it that in this season that true road games, they're undefeated in some pits? I don't know of a better atmosphere that somebody had to face than what he had to face at Knoxville this year. That was a huge game. Tennessee fans knew it. It was a huge game. The mental toughness that they showed in that football game was phenomenal. And then the very next game, they got to go to Alabama, and they know this is a college football play-in game basically for them, and they did it. And then they did the same thing against Missouri and against Chaperson and against LSU. Like, they did it. And I give him all the credit in the world. He's over the hump there now. Well, you say that. Everybody, I thought James Franklin was over the hump this time last year. Well, he's about a three-game losing streak from losing his job now. But I think that this was the year that proved to me Brent Venables is an elite college football coach. A head coach. I knew he was an elite coordinator. At least a great one. Maybe not elite yet. Maybe he needs to win Friday night to be elite, but a great head football coach. Feel awesome for him, man. What a year. And hopefully career-defining year for him. All right, Roger and Anderson, hang on. I promise I'm getting straight to you after a short break. Hey, the Patterson's Tax Service, I was speaking to Russell on Friday, and Russell right now is about tax planning. And he goes, look, in tax season, man, like it's wall to wall. That's it. They get there at 4 in the morning. They leave at 8 at night. This is all day, every day. Right now, you can do some tax planning with him. And he's meeting, and he's telling me his company he's meeting with. And he's saving companies right now with this big, beautiful bill, and what they're able to do with this cafeteria-type plan here is that you put in a wellness program and you're saving $100 a month per employee off their payroll taxes. And he's talking about saving companies $65,000, $50,000, $40,000, $30,000. If you're a small business, you know, within you don't need like one or two employees, but if you got 8 or 10, 12 employees, if you got 40, 50, 100 employees, if you got 200 employees, like this is a deal that's going to help you out. Find out how they can save your money. Do tax planning. Patterson's Tax Service, right now is a great time to do it. You got to finish the year strong to maximize that tax return. Do it at Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, PatTax.com, 864-859-8289. Roger Anderson, hang on. I'm coming to you. Reaction Monday, more after this.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most 5-star reviews in our industry, our guarantee stands strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, your favorite drafts are poured at a frosty 29 degrees and rare barrel-aged whiskeys are served just the way you want them. It's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local Lodge.
Winter weather is upon us, so if you're planning a ski trip, a mountain getaway, or just want to be prepared for what Mother Nature might throw at us, make sure your vehicle is ready with a trip to the Pendleton Tire Company.
Be ready to play in the snow like me and my daddy on a new set of tires for Pendleton Tire Company.
Go see Zach and the team at Pendleton Tire and be ready for winter fun. Call them at 864-646-3694 or visit online at PendletonTire.com.
Is arthritis pain slowing you down? Stiff joints, achy knees, hands that won't cooperate, and reaching for pain pills too often throughout your day? OrthoLaser in Spartanburg can help. Our advanced laser therapy is non-invasive, drug-free, and targets pain at the source, helping you move easier and faster. Imagine a life without arthritis holding you back. Visit recoverwithlight.com today. That's recoverwithlight.com for no drugs, no needles, no downtime, and a life without arthritis pain at OrthoLaser Spartanburg.
Be home for the holidays with a brand new home in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson. The Sunrise Community by Empire Homes has move-in ready homes for sale, which means you can be moved in and unpacked before you welcome guests for your year-end celebrations. New reduced prices plus a 2-to-1 buy-down mortgage incentive with a starting rate of 3.99% means big savings for you. The community pool opens in 2026. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com to explore these new homes at Sunrise.
Give the gift of wow this year. Shop at Harrison. They'll be all smiles and new Carhartt. Harriet has layers they'll love, and there's nothing merrier than a new pair of boots. Nobody has more boots than Harrison's, including Tecovas. In fact, Harrison's is the only place in the upstate you'll find Tecovas. Get gifts for the whole family at Harrison's, the home of Work Western and wow. Not sure what they'll love? Try Harrison's gift certificate. Come see us in Malden and Spartanburg or at harrisonsusa.com. Nothing says wow like a gift from Harrison's.
The Club Car Onward Golf Cart is now available at Golf Cart Service in Spartanburg. This cart has the history of having superior design and performance compared to regular carts. These are the carts used at resorts, RV parks, beaches, and golf course neighborhoods. Dream up your cart design and let Golf Cart Service build it for you. Golf Cart Service is your authorized club car dealer in the upstate where you can get an Onward cart today. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, to learn more, or visit us at 699 Southport Road. Get your Club Car Onward today and really enjoy life.
Embrace the horizon at Longview, Carolina, your private agri-hood in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Home sites average over an acre, giving you the opportunity to own a piece of your very own mountain. With 50-mile panoramic views, a stone's throw from Easley, and a short drive from Clemson and Greenville, Longview, Carolina is your gateway to resilient living. Explore a life unbound. Visit longviewcarolina.com for your personal tour. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The tree is lit. The cocoa's warm, and the sports talk is rolling.
It's a puke clog in the puke.
Merry Christmas from 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
The guitar rather than the... Let it go for a minute. Let me see this. Yeah. I mean, Hetfield. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Man, a lot of times the cover's not as good. It's better, man, right? Do me a favor. While I do this first segment here and do the phone call, Roger, listen to the whole song, come back to it, tell me if it's better or not. Before I do that, I want to tell you just a couple quick things. One is that Jim got back in touch with me about his ticket price at the Orange Bowl, 1965, $5 a piece. I guess 15, $5 a piece. I said, you can't get a hot dog in the Rose Bowl for $5 now. Tickets to get in, $5. American Door, American Door Masters. What a company. What, these are good folks. These are guys that are doing a great job for you right now. I hope that your garage door is working. When it doesn't, I don't know if the motor just got old and you might need replacements. They give you new garage doors, fix your panels on your garage doors, garage door openers, chains, springs, motors, remotes. They do it all. These folks are properly trained. You know, your garage door can be dangerous now. Garage door can cause injury. You don't want this thing, literally and figuratively, you don't want it going off the rails. Let them take care of it for you. American Door Masters. 864-990-3075. Maybe I need to sell that that copyright to them. Get your garage door back on. Don't let it go off the rails. 864-990-3075. Info at AmericanDoorMasters.com. Let them fix that for you for sure. My friend Roger Anderson next. Hey, Roger, thanks for your patience, man. How you been?
Hey, doing good, Mickey. You're talking about Bob Seger. Before I get to my amazing hot takes on the NFL,
right.
I need to make a correction. You're correct. Sometimes the cover isn't as good as the original, and that would be in the case of the Metallica cover of Turn the Page. But the best Bob Seger song, I know everybody's got their own list and opinion. For me, it is the Traveling Man / Beautiful Loser combo. That's his best.
All right, I'll look it up. I'm writing it down.
I just had
now.
To drop that.
I'm writing it down now. I'll check it out on my trip home today.
I mean, it's just a great song.
All right.
On the business, our national nightmare is over. The Kansas City Chiefs have been eliminated. Now, I know it's the holiday, so I'm going to feel bad for the 5 or 6 cameramen that are going to be laid off because you're going to have a cameraman who used to pan and cover Taylor Swift, obviously.
Right.
You had a cameraman who would focus strictly on Kelce and his exasperated looks as he walks back to the bench and sits on the bench with his depressed face. You've obviously got the Andy Reid cam, the Steve Spagnuolo cam, and Patrick Mahomes and the Patrick Mahomes wife cam.
Yes. Yes. How about brother? So you got to do the Patrick Mahomes brother deal as much as a deal that was. Yeah. Hey, speaking of history, how about this, Roger? It's the first time in NFL that we've not had Brady, Manning, or Mahomes in a playoff game since 1998.
I'm down with it.
27 years
I'm good with that.
Of those three quarterbacks in the playoffs.
It'd be great if we didn't have Tom Brady in the booth.
Yeah. And then a Peyton Manning commercial. I mean, right.
I mean, he's gotten better, but he's nowhere near the level of Greg Olsen.
Yeah, Olsen, the fact is that Olsen was better but got moved out because of the name. So it wasn't about performance. It was about name.
It was all about the name and the cachet of having the so-called GOAT in the booth and all that with, you know, the big game of the week. But honestly, I watched that that Bills Patriots game yesterday was really good, and I think that what that showed me is when it comes to playoff time, you can't trust Drake May. He had the ball two times under 5 minutes in that game, and those passing windows get tighter, and that clock is ticking, and all that stuff in the regular season that he's done that's been very good. He's had an MVP level year. But when the money's on the table and you've got to throw that ball into those tight windows and, you know, the adrenaline's going and the anxiety's up, you know, it takes a special kind of guy to get that done. And yesterday he just didn't do it. He had opportunities to take the lead and or tie the game. He just, you know, he didn't make the play. And I'm saying that any team, including Jacksonville with Trevor Lawrence, is having a really good year. Could go to New England and knock out the top seed. I could see that happening.
Let me say this about that. All right. First of all, maybe in this year, I think as Drake May gets experience in bigger games and bigger stakes, that is one thing. But it was clear yesterday, Josh Allen outplayed Drake May. It was very clear. But the one thing that May has that every quarterback would love is, man, they've got an unbelievable run game. And the support of that's going to help him out. But is he ready for the big stage, the big step, the playoff football, the Super Bowl? I don't know that yet. But at some point in time, I think he will be. But you might be right. That just seemed like yesterday Allen's experience might have been the biggest factor.
Well, Allen, look, I think Brady, as far as accomplishments, is the best quarterback of all time in terms of the career resume. But if you're asking me to take a quarterback from week one all the way through, I'm taking Josh Allen. And the guy has the combination of the Elway mobility and toughness and picking up yards with his feet and just an unbelievable arm talent. And he's incredibly he wasn't in his early part of his career, but now he is extremely accurate. And I pull for Buffalo because of all their problems they had in the 90s. They got a great fan base. I would love to see them go. Now the path is clear. The guy that's been knocking him out is out himself.
Yeah.
And I hate to see Mahomes get hurt. He's going to be out for quite a long time. He might be ready for next year, torn ACL and all that. It ain't his first go-around with that, though. But now there's no excuse now. Your nemesis is gone. So now you've got these other quarterbacks, and he played one yesterday, and he's probably going to have to play guys like Trevor Lawrence, guys like the guy from Houston, Stroud. You know, he's going to have to play maybe Justin Herbert. He's going to have to probably go up against either 58-year-old Aaron Rodgers. I think 59-year-old Rivers, the Colts are done. They're cooked. But anywhere else, Josh Allen can go on the road and win the game.
Can he go into Denver against that defense and that pass rush?
Again, I think so because, again, now Bo Nix, I have – in terms of arm talent and accuracy, I've liked what I've seen from him in big games. He did some things against the Chiefs when I saw them play them, and yesterday against Green Bay, he was dropping that pass on that little 15 to 20-yard route, and he did it against the Chiefs and yesterday. He's very accurate, and he's got a better coach. Sean Payton knows how to game plan. I put him right up there with the best. Him and McVay, to me, are the top two.
Yeah, I would say Allen. The one thing I loved the comment I can't agree on anymore is I can't agree more with is the Elway comp, because the big body, the unbelievable athleticism, the feet, the making, and then the arm on top of it. And you're right, his arm talent. I think it was good coming out of college. I think it was great. A couple 3 years in, I think it's borderline like elite now. Like it's getting to that stage now. And maybe he gets over the hump, right?
I mean, he's a big, thick guy, and he's tough to bring down, but he knows how to get rid of the ball. He's not going to – he doesn't try to stand in the pocket, take hits, and moves around.
No, he's athletic.
He's like Ben Roethlisberger with better mobility and much better arm talent. But I could see, Buffalo could go to Denver and do that because, again, Bo Nix, like Drake May, hasn't faced live action in the playoffs yet. We don't know what these guys are going to do when those passing windows get tight and the ball feels tight. And the crowd is expecting you to perform like you did in the regular season. We won't know until he either does it or doesn't do it.
And But it's coming. It is coming. It is his time. He's very early in his career. I would say that he is, in my opinion, he is probably farther along than I would have thought. Not probably. He's farther along than I would have thought. And at this point in time, I think he's setting himself up for. I mean, he's as far along as Allen was, or as Mahomes was, right?
Well, he's just.
This is year two, and those guys.
Did he play like 60 games in college?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the way to go about that.
There, staying in. Yeah. He played like 60 games at Auburn and Oregon.
Yeah.
Bo Nix did.
Oh, Bo Nix did. Yeah. Bo Nix is there. Look. I was talking about May though. May to me, big, strong. But again, you got running game, and you know, and there's a lot of pieces around Bo Nix too now, and on both sides of the football. So we'll see. It's gonna be very interesting to follow those careers. Those might be the next Brady's and Manning's coming down the stretch. That might be the next Allen's and Mahomes. Maybe those guys kind of fizzle out. It'll be interesting to see. But those two have hit it now. And if you look at it, I mean, we talk about the importance of quarterback position. This is obvious to say this, but right now the New England Patriots are 11-3, and right now the Denver Broncos are 12-2. They hit the quarterback in the draft. They did it. They did it. And they got it right. Hey, Roger, always appreciate it, buddy. Have a great day. Good points. The Elway, the Allen to Elway comp is a great one. People forget, like, John Elway was a Major League Baseball high draft pick. John Elway was, yeah. You didn't know this? Over there, Will Clark?
I did not.
John Elway could have been, let me see if I'm right saying this. He could have been Major League Baseball. Drafted in 1981, played one season in Class A minor leagues. Where was he drafted, though? He was drafted twice. Once by the Royals in high school, once by the Yankees. Let me see what he was drafted, what position he was drafted in, because John Elway could flat out go. 18th round with the Royals and second round draft pick of the New York Yankees. Second round.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Elway was a superstar in baseball. Played outfield with the Yankees in 1982, hit 318 in minor league baseball with the Yankees, but chose football. But he could have been Major League, I think, pretty sure about that. He was drafted six spots ahead of Tony Gwynn in Major League Baseball.
And by the Yankees. That says a lot.
Yeah, but he only played in 42 professional games, hit 318. Four homers, 13 steals, and had a strong arm, obviously. But yeah, he was a talent, man. He's a talent. Did you hear the Metallica deal? Did you listen to it? Did you get a chance to do that yet?
Yeah, it's better.
It's better.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, we did this on the show one time. The best songs where the cover was better. You know, where it's rare. You can make a case in movies like Godfather 2 was better than The Godfather. There's very few times where the sequel or the cover or the remake, whatever, is better. But it's better. Right?
Empire Strikes Back. Saying that any Metallica song is better than really any other artist that I truly mildly enjoy is a long... it goes a long way. I hate Lars Ulrich with a passion.
Why?
He's a terrible drummer. And
is he?
And he's a pansy man.
Really?
Yeah. He's a whiny little boy.
And I didn't know
he's
this.
He's a terrible, terrible, terrible drummer.
I didn't know this.
It's the only reason I refuse to listen to most Metallica. Probably the only reason I never heard that song.
Really? You're not a Metallica fan?
No, I hate their drummer.
Come on, man. Hey, so how do we know you'd be a bad drummer? Does it sound offbeat? I've never noticed.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, he does most of his work by. It's going to be hard to explain. He does like seven takes over themselves in the studio to make it sound like he's wailing on the drums when in reality he's really not.
I didn't know this. I learned something today. Before our next segment. Let me tell you about All on the Watchtower. I got that one. Like Jimi Hendrix versus much better. Carolina Flooring Specialists wants to do a great job in your garage floor like they do mine. CarolinaFlooringSpecialists.com, 404-8158. Call them today. They'd love to hear from you. 404-8158. We love Carolina Flooring Specialists. The amazing people at Carolina Flooring Specialists do an incredible job of your garage floor. High-performance epoxy-based flooring. On a day like today, my daughter and I will not go outside. It would be too cold for us to play, but we might go play in the garage because the garage is a little bit warmer. I might even take a little heater out there. Might have to go buy a little heater. I don't have a little space heater, but you know, we'll spend time out there. We love it. Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158, 404-8158. I didn't get this. My friend Luke says, I like bands based off how much I like the drummer. This is interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff. That's an interesting take.
I like your friend.
Oh, he might have been making fun of you, though, so you might not like it.
That's fine.
So, but like Ringo was not a factor.
He wasn't a great drummer. He wasn't a terrible drummer.
But he didn't make or break the band. You're telling me that Lars makes or breaks Metallica? Breaks Metallica for you?
It breaks Metallica for me.
All the talent of Hetfield.
Any drummer that would have done too much would have ruined the Beatles.
Oh,
Ringo did not do too much. He did exactly enough.
Okay. All right. Final segment of a Reaction Monday show when you come back right after this.
Hey, y'all. It's the Rocket Roger Clemens here. Spent a lot of time pitching heat. Years later, the pain in my joints remind me of those days, but I'm not looking to sit still, and I definitely am not interested in going under the knife. That's why I chose QC Kinetics.
Not just for elite retired athletes. QC Kinetics gives everyday folks joint pain relief using regenerative treatments that work with your body to help repair joint damage.
No surgery, no long recovery, whether it's your knees, hips, shoulders, or back. My friends at QC Kinetics will help you get moving again so you can get back to doing the things you love.
Meet face-to-face with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics to help me feel like myself again, and I'm proud to recommend them to you.
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Danny Ford here from my good friends at Bennett Equipment, who have stood the test of time selling and renting construction equipment for 25 years now. Bennett is one of the top five dealers in the country for Takeuchi compact equipment, and when you deal with Bennett and Takeuchi, you get the quality, dependability, and service you expect and deserve. So call or stop by today and tell them Danny Ford sent you. Take it from me, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
It's bow time. Two Bojangles steak biscuits for $5 means two times the tender, two times the flavor, two times the country fried, change your life, need another bite goodness you crave. Order yours today. It's bow time.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bozy Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. And just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
When is a symphony actually a rock show? When the Black Jacket Symphony comes to town. Experience the era of Yacht Rock live as top-tier musicians recreate iconic albums, note for note, sound for sound, with stunning precision. It's not just a concert. It's a masterclass in rock nostalgia and sonic perfection. Catch the magic December 20th at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center. Tickets at walhallapac.com. Don't miss a night of legendary music. You'll never hear rock the same way again.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit tigermovinggreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the Upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
Santa's favorite sports station. That's easy. 105.5 and 97.5. The Roar.
Greer Flooring Center does an incredible job for you. Greer Flooring Center right here in Easley, right there over there in Greer. It's really starting in Greer. It's not Easley Flooring Center. It's Greer Flooring Center. And they did it for 30, they've done it for 35 years there. Now they moved over here to be closer to Anderson, Clemson, Kiwi, Hartwell, Jocassee to help you out and be closer to Easley and Powdersville and all that. They do an incredible job with that. Hey, it's our great friends at Greer Flooring Center. Get in touch with them. They can help you out. Greer Flooring Center. For 35 years, the right way to do it. The best people, the best products, the best installation team, the best warranty. Let them help you out and help make those decisions. Hey, my friend Luke's on your side. He says, Dave Matthews Band, 100% fan because of Carter Beauford?
Beauford.
Yeah, Beauford. Because my dad's been a drummer since 13, and that's the main instrument I listen to. How about that? Now, like Murray Michael says, Lars is misunderstood, often bad due to sloppiness, inconsistent timing, but he's got a unique style. So that's according to AI. I didn't know these things. I'm learning.
Well,
the drummer, I don't listen to drummers. Like, I know drummers. My uncle's a drummer. I know what drummers do, but, like, I don't know. Now, Matt in the Big Brown Truck says that Larry Williams makes the bands that he's with. So that is true. But.
Yeah, Larry Williams is a groove drummer as well.
Groove drummer.
Yes. All right. Yes.
As far as covers that are better, Smooth Criminal is one we gave you All Along the Watchtower. We gave you some of those. Yeah, there's a lot of times where it is better. Text says Sound of Silence, Disturbed. I like both versions of both of those.
Hard to Handle is a cover by the Black Crowes. A lot of people don't know that. It's a good song, not as good as the original.
What was it now? Which one?
Hard to Handle.
Oh, yes, yes. Like, and I didn't know that, right?
Yes.
Right. All right, welcome back. There's a lot to do here in this segment. I want to wrap up and get after some things. Again, we talked about George Bennett passing away at 92 of Clemson and Furman and Vanderbilt legend. And thoughts and prayers go out to family there. We talked about Clemson's – I hadn't talked a whole lot about Clemson's 70-63 win. That was one of those – over Mercer, by the way. That was one of those not necessarily trap games. I mean, Mercer's not going to be good enough. I was impressed with Mercer. And I only listened to the game, by the way. I didn't go and I didn't watch it. I only listened to it. But that was one of those games, like, coming off of what you're coming off of, you could see that maybe the excitement level in Little John, the, getting ready. I think the South Carolina game tomorrow night, rivalry game. But coming off the back-to-back Alabama and BYU, you could expect a little of that. Like, it wasn't a massive deal for it. And Mercer's good, not great. Not surprised it was not a blowout there. You've got South Carolina next. South Carolina 7-3 on the season. Gamecocks. Clemson has an 86% chance of winning this game. We'll see the spread tomorrow. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Little John. Gamecocks lost by 7 to Butler, lost by 2 to Northwestern, and lost by 3 to Virginia Tech. Hadn't been a great schedule so far. North Carolina A&T, Southern Miss, Presbyterian, Radford, Butler, Northwestern, Charleston, Southern, Virginia Tech, Stetson, the Citadel. Clemson has played much more difficult schedule between the two so far. But the game in Little John, the Tigers will be a pretty heavy favorite, I think, as far as that goes. Then Cincinnati coming up. That's at home. Not a great Cincinnati team right now. They're 6-4. A lot of times you think Bearcat basketball been really good. Huggy Bear and Oscar Robertson, those guys. But not great now. Tigers 76% chance of winning that one. And then it's ACC basketball. Like, oh, how in the world are we doing that? December 31st, ACC basketball. So two more non-conference games. Hope the Tigers emerge 10-3 from the preseason. And you would say the Georgetown loss. Now, that loss does not look great right now because Georgetown at the time was undefeated, but Georgetown has lost 3 out of 4. They did beat St. Peter's this past weekend. But Georgetown got beat by 5 by Dayton. Miami beat them by 13, and they lost by 20 at North Carolina. But that's not as good a loss now as it was. But the win so far against West Virginia, a lot of times you look at a game like what have they done before and after. West Virginia's been solid. They lost to Ohio State by 1. Wake Forest beat them, but really hadn't played a whole lot. Xavier beat them. So it's been a good win, not a great win with them. Georgia has been a great win, though. Georgia is playing extremely well right now. And Georgia's 9-1, and they beat Cincinnati, beat Florida State by 34 points. Georgia's been scoring tons of points. So that was a really good win in hindsight there, what they've done, you know. And then, obviously, the Alabama and the BYU losses were I thought the Tigers played well through a lot of that. But we'll see. And getting ready for Syracuse and then at Pittsburgh, all those New Year's, right around New Year's Day. Oh, by the way, Syracuse, not a great start for them. They did beat Tennessee, though. That was a nice win for them. But right now, Clemson would be favored up in the dome, it looks like. And then you've got at Pittsburgh. Clemson would be a favorite against Pittsburgh. You want to do a quick – can we do that quick BPI?
Let's do it.
All right, can you keep up wins and losses for me? You got a little pen and paper over there for me? Keep up with this?
I'm ready.
All right, so right now, 8-3, favored over South Carolina and Cincinnati. That'd be 10-3. I guess we could do this one. Favored over BPI now. Over Pittsburgh and Syracuse, told you that. That'd be 12-3. Won't need paper. Favored, a 77% chance of beating SMU. I'll let you keep up with that. 13-3. At Notre Dame, Clemson, 57% chance of winning there. Boston College at home, 96% chance of beating a bad Boston College team. Miami at home, 73% chance of beating Miami and off to an undefeated start in the ACC. NC State at home, Clemson, 66% chance of beating State at home. Will Wade coming back down here. At Georgia Tech, Tigers, 85% chance of winning that one. Clemson going to lose again? Pittsburgh, after Georgia Tech, Pittsburgh at home, Tigers, 89% chance of winning that one. Then you get at Stanford, 74% chance of winning that one. Clemson going undefeated the rest of the year? Is that what I'm hearing?
That's 20-3.
20-3?
Based on BPI.
At Cal, 72% chance of winning that one. What? Virginia Tech at home, 86% chance of winning that one. What is that, 22-3?
Yes, sir.
At Duke, 10% chance of winning. They're so good. At Wake Forest, 48% chance. That's a loss, according to BPI. Florida State, 91% chance of winning. 11th-ranked Louisville at home, only 36% chance of winning. That's the fifth loss of the year. 3 in the conference. At North Carolina, 47% chance of winning at North Carolina. That's a loss.
It's pretty good, though.
Yeah, that's a loss. And then beating Georgia Tech at home. So in the ACC, losses to Duke, Wake Forest, Louisville, and North Carolina. That'd be 16-4 in the league, and that would be 24, is that right? Let me see.
There's a fifth loss in the ACC there somewhere.
Oh. By BPI? Or yes. You're saying there's going to be? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where is that?
I didn't write down the names, but.
Oh, fifth.
24-8 overall, 5 losses in the ACC. Okay. What would that be?
15-5.
15-5. Yeah, that's pretty good. Fourth or fifth in the ACC.
Can we just cancel the season? Let's go do that.
Yeah. Honestly, I'll take that all day.
Let's go do that. Yeah, let's take care of that. Tomorrow's show busy. Dr. Milt Lauder's back with us. Looking forward to that one. And then Tony Morrell talking about the big decision. By the way, Cincinnati's in Greenville. Jed corrects me on that. The big decision of Lenore Sellers and what's going to happen. Texas Atlantic City by the Band is better than the original Bruce Springsteen one. I'll go with that one. Wagon Wheel. I like the original Wagon Wheel. Well, no, the original Wagon Wheel was Bob Dylan. But it was only a partial song. It wasn't really a whole song. Throw all that. I didn't see this Elway documentary coming to Netflix next week. Very excited about that. I like John Elway. I think John Elway is a very interesting character. And you know, think about, we talk about winning the big one, like Drake May winning the big one. Elway didn't win the big one until late in his career. Elway was like the lonesome loser guy that couldn't win the big one, and then he won 2 Super Bowls in a row to close things out. So, and I think in his final 2 years, right? Or did he come back when he couldn't do it? I think he might have won in his last 2 years. Brad Hughes, I'm an Allstate agent. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm in good hands with Allstate, 292-3001. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com, BradHughesInsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates than Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Get in touch with him. He can certainly help you out. I know we combine our homeowners and our auto insurance, and we love Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. I want to get into this more tomorrow, but last week we found out that Clemson made $1.8 million on beer sales in football games this year. Or that was the revenue is created. I don't know what the profit was on all that. But $1.8 million. You know, one thing I want to say is, you know, I was skeptical about how that would work. I want to get with fans tomorrow. We'll do a whole segment on this tomorrow. The positives and negatives of it. $1.8 million is a lot of money. With that said, the only negative that I saw, I didn't see fights in the stands. I didn't see belligerence. I didn't see anything that. The one negative was the bathroom lines were outrageous. So, I mean, 1.8 million, you'll have long bathroom lines. But that's the only thing I saw. We're going to do that tomorrow, though. We'll touch on that. And also have the private equity things we'll get to tomorrow as well. So, certainly looking forward to that. You know, we actually have time today. Let's get a little play the music for us for 2 minutes, Joe, for us.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2 minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Don't have too much for you today, but the bulk of bowl season does begin starting tomorrow night. One thing I'd like to bring your attention to, just think about this. We live in a world where last year, first place in the Heisman went to a Colorado player, second place to a Boise State player. This year, Indiana and Vanderbilt.
Interesting,
if,
right?
If you would have told me this 10 years ago, I would have thought you were in a loony bin.
You win a Heisman Trophy now. We used to spend a lot of money on the Heisman Trophy with promotions and things on these lines. You win the Heisman Trophy now by winning it on the field.
Beating Ohio State.
Yes. And other things, you got to have a great team. Like, you can't go play for a losing team. So, it's almost like it's the best quarterback on a winning team. But let's be clear, by the way, this is my Eric Newton, ericnewton.com. I'll piggyback on that a little bit. Get in touch with him, ericnewton.com, can certainly help you out. When you need real estate in Clemson, how about the fact that they can remodel your business? They can remodel your home. How about the fact they're building homes right now as well? We love Eric Newton and ericnewton.com. Mendoza on the season, 33 touchdowns, 6 picks, 71.5% completion percentage, and almost 3,000 yards, and also a rush for 6 touchdowns, so 39 touchdowns. It wasn't a mega year like we saw from the Tebows or the Manziels of the world, but it was still a great year for the number one team in the country. And what he did, the Penn State throw and the touchdown there and the iconic stuff, and then the third down throws late in Ohio State. Yeah. Fernando Mendoza certainly deserved the Heisman Trophy, and they gave it to a good guy. That makes you feel good about a good guy doing great. Again, well, let me thank our caller sponsors, listeners, texters, tweeters, emailers. Looking forward to tomorrow's show an awful lot and getting Milt back on. We're going to do the gratitude challenge. Remember we talked about him a couple weeks ago? We'll do that for sure. And then we'll talk South Carolina football with Tony Morrell and see where the Gamecocks are, pre-portal, post-portal guys leaving, and Lenore Sellers. So looking forward to that one for sure. Bundle up, stay warm. Up next, two of my favorite people, Faxon and John. Friends, have a wonderful Monday. But most importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's what we'd love to see you right here on the radio.